Immediately after Friday's failed coup in Turkey, President Recep Erdogan blamed Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish imam who lives in Pennsylvania. Previously, Erdogan accused him of conspiring against the Turkish government from his home in the Poconos, but this time Turkey plans to formally seek extradition, as WHYY's Edward Saakashvili reports.
Mere hours after regaining control of the country, Turkish President Erdogan was already pointing his finger at Pennsylvania. Over the past few days, he has repeatedly asked that the U.S. extradite influential cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in a compound in Sailorsburg, about 30 miles north of Allentown. Gulen and Erdogan used to be allies, but they've grown into bitter rivals in the past few years. That's Gulen speaking with reporters on Saturday. He said he doesn't think that the U.S. will extradite him, but if it does, he will not resist. Secretary of State John Kerry said that the U.S. is still waiting for a formal extradition request. Once that's received, Kerry said authorities will base their decision on the strength of the evidence. Basically, the evidence that Gulen plotted the coup has to be strong enough that he would be indicted in the American legal system too. But even then, the U.S. might not go along. The allegations against Gulen are widely viewed as politically motivated, and the extradition treaty with Turkey allows the U.S. to deny extradition if a crime is political, says Princeton University's Kim Shepley.
Basically, the U.S. and Turkey have said, we'll turn over someone to you as long as the crime that you're charging them with is not considered by us to be a political offense.
Shepley teaches sociology and international affairs at the Woodrow Wilson School. She thinks that unless Turkey puts a tremendous amount of geopolitical pressure on the U.S., Sailorsburg residents are unlikely to see their reclusive neighbor leave anytime soon. For WHYY, I'm Edward Saakashvili.